I'm Noah Adams. This is Day to Day. New York City's Harlem Yacht Club was founded in 1856, and since the turn of the 20th century, the club nightly would fire off a cannon to alert members that the American flag was being lowered. But a few years back, the neighbors complained. The city began issuing fines. The club stopped. The case went to court, and soon there will be a ruling on whether firing a cannon can be considered free speech. Day to Day's Mike Pesca has more.
Though the Harlem Yacht Club started out in Harlem, it isn't there now. It's on City Island, a part of New York that, were it not for the Bronx zip code, feels more like Gloucester, Massachusetts. Just replaced flattened A's with dropped A's as the local accent. Ever since it was fined 3 years ago, the club has suspended its practice of firing its cannon. Never mind what the cannon sounds like, the very phrase cannon in New York City doesn't sound like a good idea. But City Island is different from the rest of the city. Mike Bunyan, the club's launch manager, pilots his water taxi through Eastchester Bay. The waves lap at the sides as two of New York's bridges frame the skyline.
That right there is Frog's Neck, and that's the Whitestone.
Bunyan ferries people from their boats to shore and back. You hear the planes from LaGuardia Airport overhead, you hear the New York City Police Department firing range across the way. And you hear an earful when you ask club member Dolores Han if a reasonable person could possibly be put off by a cannon.
Surely you jest.
Han says that things just aren't the same since the club stopped firing the cannon every day at dusk to mark the lowering of the flag. Then people used to immediately stop and say a prayer or just reflect. Now,
it's being taken down and somebody turns around and says, oh gosh, they're taking down the flag. We're not in unison anymore.
And that's the crux of the club's argument. That the cannon isn't noise, but speech, and as such deserves First Amendment protection. Dan Johnston is the club's lawyer and also a member.
Whether or not something is speech depends upon not what it is, whether it's an armband or a flag or a poster or a movie or whatever. It depends upon whether or not you're communicating a thought. And in firing the cannon, we're clearly communicating a thought, which is a thought of patriotism for the flag.
As a young lawyer in Iowa in the 1960s, Johnston represented students who wore armbands to high school to protest the Vietnam War. The case, Tinker v. Des Moines School District, went to the Supreme Court where the students won. Justice Abe Fortas wrote, "Students do not shed their constitutional rights to freedom of speech or expression at the schoolhouse gates." But what about the yacht club dock? There the cannon sits on one end of a string, Mike Bunyan on the other. The cannon is small, not even 2 feet long, but heavy. It feels about 50 pounds. Bunyan pulls on the string, which releases the hammer, which fires off the empty shell packed with gunpowder.
Now, are you ready for it?
It doesn't catch, but after some more tugs, the microphone couldn't quite handle the volume, which is literally deafening. Over at the property line between the club and one complaining neighbor, here's what it sounded like. Still pretty loud. But club members say if you knew it was coming every day, sometime around sundown, you could live with it. But should you have to? That's the question which is expected to be settled within the next few weeks by a judge in the Bronx. If the club loses, Dan Johnston does have experience taking cases to the Supreme Court. For Day to Day, I'm Mike Pesca.